Good morning. Welcome to Faith in the Morning. Something good is going to happen to you today, so expect miracles. Thank you for joining me today. Faith in the Morning exists to help you start your day with faith and encouragement, and that's exactly what's going to happen today. Let's get started with our Faith in the Morning confession. You can find it in the show notes on Apple Podcasts and Spotify, the description, social media. It's so important to say what God says about us because our words direct our life. So go ahead and say with me, say, I'm the salt of the earth. I'm the light of this world. Jesus said it. So I believe it. I'm a carrier of the glory of God. Today, I will experience the extreme goodness of God. Today, I make myself available for God to show His goodness to others through me. Today, I'm increasing in influence. Today, I will see the goodness of God in my life. Today, something good is going to happen to me, so I expect miracles. Praise God. Once again, thank you for joining today. However you're streaming, however you're part, I'm so glad that you're starting your day with Faith in the Morning. Recently, I was at the NRB convention. I was honored to be a speaker for this wonderful convention. And while I was there, I recorded a special interview that I believe is going to encourage you. Take a listen.
Kylie Shannon, welcome to Faith in the Morning. Thank you for joining us today.
It's so exciting to be here.
Thank you for having us today.
And, you know, we were talking right before we hit record, you know, I met Miss Shannon about 2 years ago,
right.
And then her kids were in the same room as my kids, and I've heard so many wonderful stories and lectures, like, oh, yeah, I love them, and oh, they had such a great time together.
And now her oldest is at ORU, so.
Yes, like, now he's going into sophomore year, or is he sophomore year now?
Next year.
Next year's a sophomore year.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah.
And then I was saying that I've known Kylie now for almost 20 years.
We're not that old.
Yes, not that old. But I was like, wow. We could say, yeah, a couple of decades ago. Ooh, yeah, it's been a couple of decades now.
Less gray ago.
Yes. So one of the things that, you know, because for some of you who are part of the faith family, you've seen Kylie preach over the years and has done a tremendous job. But also one of the things that Kylie and Shannon do, they have a podcast called Winning the Week. And so can you share about the podcast you guys do?
Absolutely. Shannon, you pitch it first and then I'll come in. And back cleanup.
Well, it's rightly named Winning the Week. We want, most of our followers are women, but we do have some men followers, but we want you to win. Mm-hmm. And so we take the word and actually make it to where it's palatable, it's practical.
Yeah.
It's not just somebody telling you, do this, don't do that. It's, we're going to take it and we're going to break it down to where you can walk it out and you can live it every single day of your life.
Absolutely. One of our subjects that has been the most popular podcast that we've ever done,
right,
was how to cultivate the presence of God in your everyday life.
Yeah.
Like that one, just people want to feel Him.
Right.
But how do you
yeah.
How do you tap into that? So that was one of the most popular ones. We covered how not to stress out at the holidays.
Yeah.
How not to kill your parents or grandparents or in-laws. All of those things. We talk a lot about raising kids.
Yeah.
Shannon is divorced, a single mother. We talk about those things and just how to win in those everyday situations.
And that's good because it's real. And one of the things we've talked about over the years is the need to take faith and put it actually in real life situations. It's not just on the platform.
Right.
Faith is for everyday life. And we need it, you know. All three of us, we're parents.
Yeah.
Faith works at home. We need faith. We're raising our kids and combating what we combat this day. And
it's a totally different environment that we didn't have to grow up
right.
in. And so you have to have that. That wisdom and knowledge is the stability of your times.
Yeah.
And so bringing that wisdom and knowledge brings stability to your children as well.
Yeah. It's so important for them not just to see us live it at church or in the pulpit, but everyday life, that we actually turn to faith. We turn to prayer. We turn to the word. We turn to practicing healthy mental practices that are based on the word of God. Right. That helps us win the week.
Win the week. You know, I am a big component of stripping off the Christianese.
Yeah.
The words that we've always said generation after generation in this world of faith.
Religious.
And make it palatable for everyone to understand.
Yeah.
Right.
You know, some people don't know what you say when, you know, you bring out certain words. But I believe it should be a language of community, a language of we all can understand this together because he made it possible.
Yeah, and it's so important that we understand that faith is not just for church.
No.
It's a lifestyle.
It's a lifestyle.
And it's a lifestyle that's good.
Absolutely.
It's a lifestyle that we can win. It's a lifestyle we can experience victory.
Yes.
In every arena of our life.
Yeah. And you know, the Bible didn't say you won't have mountains.
Yeah.
He said when you have a mountain, this is what you do with it.
Right.
You speak to it. You have a specific way of handling it. And I think in our circles, you know, if you have a mountain, there's something wrong with you.
Right.
You're like, oh, your faith wasn't strong enough
because
you have this mountain.
You
exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So now we're taking that kind of taboo off the table. Listen, mountains happen.
Right.
If you're in this world, you will have trouble. But right. Guess what? Be of good cheer.
Yeah.
He's overcome the world.
Yeah.
Right. So how do we every day overcome and it not be feeling like you're already defeated before you started?
Right. That's so good. That is so, so, so good.
Part of that, too, is what we try to do is the best way we know how is make sure every person knows that they are valuable.
Yeah. Yes.
It's not just about people that are on the platform or are in front of the camera or have a name. Mm-hmm. It's every person has the supply of God on the inside. They are valuable and they have a part in the kingdom of God.
Right.
And we have to have every part.
Yes.
So we're always trying to encourage that. You know, your worth and your value so that it becomes real to them.
Yeah.
And he becomes real to them.
Absolutely.
That's so important. And then also, in addition to podcasts, you guys have an amazing conference coming up.
Oh, my lands. I almost, like, this is our third year.
Yeah.
We have a women's retreat called At His Feet Women's Retreat, where we just want to be in the presence of
right.
God. We're junkies. I mean, like, to tell you the real truth. And so about 3 years ago, the Lord's like, have a women's retreat. And I didn't want it to be a meeting at a church. You go to your hotel room, you come back, and you're just the same old, same old. I knew it had to be a time to separate,
right.
to pull away. As women, we spin a lot of plates. We handle a lot of things.
Yeah.
We are the engineers. Somebody said the domestic engineers of our home,
yeah.
as well as full-time and whatever we're doing.
Right.
And so I knew that pulling away was important. So we found this retreat center that we outgrew in year two.
Yeah.
So we had to get a new one. This year is our third year, and we have the one and only Pastor Nancy Dufresne as our
That's
special
awesome.
Guest this year.
So
and
excited.
My mom, Shelly Brim, is there. Shannon and I speak. We have phenomenal worship. We have backpacking, hiking, horseback riding.
Right.
Fishing if you're so inclined or not just go sit at the pool, but it is a time to fill your spirit up, strengthen,
right.
and then also practice some self-care, which is okay.
Yeah,
it's okay to do. And so we're going to get the minister of the word. Pastor Nancy says she just really feels the strong healing anointing for this meeting. So I believe people that are needing healing in their bodies, they're going to receive their miracle.
So excited.
Awesome. Before we go, can you guys pray for everybody watching and streaming?
Absolutely. Father, I thank you for this faith family. I thank you, Father, that they have assembled together for such a time as this. And there is a great company, a great army of believers that is rising up in this time who will know how to walk by faith, walk in love, and do great exploits for God. And I thank you, Father, that the anointing is tangible. And it's sharp, and it's quicker than any two-edged sword, and it's touching them where they hurt today, Father. In Jesus' mighty name, amen.
Amen.
Amen. Make sure you guys follow Kylie and Shannon's podcast, Winning the Week.
Yes.
Follow them. Look up the information for the conference. You'll be blessed. They are tremendous people. They're real people, and they are anointed people, and your life will improve just by getting to know them.
Amen. Thank you, Pastor.
Thank you guys for being
here.
Love you guys.
Love you so much.
Thanks for being on Faith in the Morning.
Thank you.
Thank you for streaming Faith in the Morning. Know that something good is going to happen to you. Expect miracles. Make sure you read today's newsletter. We love you so much. God bless.